This is program number LW2154. Well, I don't know if you are aware of it or not, but did you know that our public schools are allowed to promote a religion? That's right. Hi, this is Larry West. Hang on while I give you some facts today. Our courts have ruled that it is illegal now to display the Ten Commandments in a classroom of a public school. Another ruling has prohibited a moment of silence before class because it might be interpreted as a time of prayer by public school students. In a recent decision, the Supreme Court upheld a lower court's ruling that it is unconstitutional for students to meet before or after school to read the Bible. These rulings have been made because we are told that schools are not allowed to promote religion. But meanwhile, and this is the real hooker, schools are introducing courses and textbooks which openly teach the religious tenets of that which is called humanism. And those tenets of that religion called humanism are diametrically opposed to that taught in the Bible. Now, I said the religion of humanism. That's what it is. The United States Supreme Court has identified secular humanism as a religion. It has ruled that the First Amendment grants the same protection and imposes the same limitations on the, and this is a quote, the religion of secular humanism as are applicable to other religions. You don't hear much about that these days, do you? But it's there in black and white. Charles Francis Potter was a signer of the First Humanist Manifesto, which is their religious creed. He was also an honorary president of the National Education Association. One of the quotes attributed to him summarizes what actually happened in American public schools. This is what he said, and I quote, "Education is thus a most powerful ally of humanism, and every American public school is a school of humanism." What is humanism? All right, let me try to tell you. The first tenet of the Humanist Manifesto states, and this is a quote, "Religious humanists regard the universe as self-existing and not created." In other words, the teaching coming out of our science classes, history classes, psychology classes, and others, that we are strictly the product of evolution and that we cannot bring up the subject of God at all, that teaching is the first tenet of the religion of humanism in our public schools. The fifth tenet of the Humanist Manifesto says, "There is no supernatural," referring to God, "no supernatural guarantee of human values." In other words, moral values don't come from God. They come strictly from humans. I mean, after all, if there is no God, they insist, how can any human values come from Him? The tenth tenet of the Humanist Manifesto says, "There will be no religious emotions and attitudes associated with belief in the supernatural." Now, as a result of all this, classroom courses in what is called values clarification teach our children to reject the moral absolutes of the Bible. There is a sociology textbook that teaches that, and this is a quote, "There are exceptions to almost all moral laws, depending on the situation. What is wrong in one instance may be right in another. It is tactless, if not actually wrong, not to lie under certain circumstances." That's in a school textbook titled Inquiries in Sociology, page 37. Listen, I'm telling you the truth today. Secular humanism is a religion in the same way that Hinduism and Buddhism are religions. And our public schools are allowing the promotion of religion. It's called secular humanism. In the beginning, there was a man, thinking, smoking, stronger than dirt. He decided it was he who created the heavens and the earth and the hosts therein. And man said, "Let us make God in our image." And man congratulated himself for his success and his wisdom in all things. He drank a toast from his thermos, put God on a shelf, returned to his own ways, and blew himself up. And in the end, there was God, and his sigh was too deep for words. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. The Bible says, "The fool says in his heart there is no God." Surely the bigger fools are those who let such fools fool the children. I have a Bible study course, yours free. Write me for it and care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.